An archaeological dig near Quinnahock in southwest Alaska contributed the largest set of genetic samples for a groundbreaking DNA study of Arctic Indigenous people released this summer. The study answers long-standing questions about migrations of ancient Alaska Native people on the state's west coast, and as KYUK's Daisha Eaton reports, local people hope to learn even more about their own ancestors.
The project, called Nunahlik, meaning Old Village, is located 5 miles outside Quinnahock. Dr. Rick Connect is an archaeologist with the University of Aberdeen in Scotland who manages the dig. He says permafrost at the ancient Yupik village of Akralik preserved artifacts up to 700 years old made of wood and leather that normally would have disintegrated. Connect says that most sites in the lower 48 provide just stones and bones, but at the Akralik site they get
things like utensils people used in their daily lives. We get bentwood bowls and scoops. We get ulus with the handles still on them. We get grass baskets, for example, complete grass baskets and woven mats. We're getting things like weapons and kayak parts, masks and artwork, things that you normally just see in museums. And these all date from between about 1400 and 1600 AD.
And hundreds of hair samples, Connect says, likely clippings from haircuts, were also preserved at the site. Some of those clippings contributed to the study of Indigenous Alaskans that was featured in the journal Science this summer.
We contributed about 33 hair samples to the study. And I think that's more than any of the sites were able to produce. And just because of the extraordinary preservation here.
There were 169 samples analyzed in the study. The study, led by a group of Danish researchers, revealed that the modern Inuit people, including those in Alaska, are descended from the Thule, who developed around 700 years ago, replacing an earlier population, the Paleo-Eskimos. The genetic evidence shows there was very little interbreeding and that the Thule are the ancestors of the Yupik and Inupiat people living on Alaska's west coast today.
We don't know, the origins of that, what we call the Thule population or the Neo-Eskimos, but we do know that both in the archaeological evidence, both the artifacts and the genetics look very much alike, surprisingly so, on the two ends of the Arctic, which is the largest indigenous territory of any group in the world.
Connect says the donation of the hair clippings from the Akralik site was the sole contribution for the study from Alaska. Warren Jones is the president of the village corporation in Quinnahock, Connectuck Incorporated. He says they agreed to work with the archaeologists because they want to learn more about the people who they believe may be their ancestors.
The archaeologists know what they're doing, and everything they dig out is going to be brought back to us. So it'll be here for our future children, generations. I mean, now our future kids, grandkids, they'll be able to see what our ancestors lived, how they lived, what they used, the tools they make. All the little stories are coming alive.
Jones says the corporation is interested in comparing the DNA of the ancient people of Akralik with the modern residents of Quinnahock.
We might get to see who was related to the people of Akralik. So that's pretty cool.
Jones says the corporation in Quinnahock eventually wants to develop ecotourism around the archaeological site, but rapid erosion at the site has made getting artifacts out a priority. Connect says it requires a certain level of trust for Native people to allow genetic material to be released for studies, and that over the past 5 years of the project, researchers from the University of Aberdeen and Native people in Quinnahock have built that trust. The project is funded by Connectuck Incorporated and through a $1.8 million grant from the UK-based Arts and Humanities Research Council. In Bethel, I'm Daisha Eaton.